Pick Your Moment by Aisling Mulvihill and Dr. Deborah Sherlock.
And patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol.
We're always busy marching to and fro. And patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol.
From dusk till dawn, we're always on the go.
A storm whips through the forest. The ants swarm from the nest as the floodwaters rise. Sergeant Ant shouts orders from his leaf boat.
Follow the emergency procedures, form a line and seek higher ground.
The ants form a line and set off up the hill as water rushes over the nest. They glance back sadly as they march off in search of a safe place to ride out the storm. All except Hugo Ant, who grins widely, excited about the adventure ahead. The first major obstacle the ants encounter is a muddy slope. Sergeant Ant stands at the bottom.
One ant at a time and watch your step.
The ant in front of Hugo, Wilbur Ant, sets off, clambering up unsteadily. Just as he is about to reach the top, he loses his footing, tumbling down the muddy slope. Hugo grins, thinking he is screaming with delight.
Oh, that looks like fun!
Wilbur hits the murky pool at the bottom with a splash, staggering to his feet and covered head to toe in mud. Hugo flies in, tackling him with a laugh.
Stacks on!
Sergeant Ant pulls Hugo to his feet.
What are you doing? Did you not hear him screaming with fear? Don't you realize this is serious, Hugo?
Hugo is confused at Sergeant's anger. Wilbur stands up and bursts into tears. Hugo is shocked.
But he was smiling. He was having fun, I thought.
Sergeant Ant shakes his head.
You need to learn to pick your moment.
The ants continue onward, climbing higher and higher to escape the flood. The line halts as they encounter another obstacle. There is a gap between some rocks, and a strong wind is howling through the narrow passage. Sergeant Ant stands at the entrance to the wind tunnel.
One ant through at a time, and keep your heads down!
Wilbur sets off, putting his head down and marching slowly forward, antennae flapping in the wind. Just as he is about to get safely through, Wilbur's feet are sucked off the ground. He flies head over heels back down the tunnel straight into Hugo. Wilbur starts sobbing quietly, but Hugo mistakes it for laughter and starts to laugh loudly.
That was awesome! Let's do it again!
Wilbur pulls his arms and legs free, upset and angry with Hugo.
What is wrong with you? Why are you laughing?
Shocked by the outburst, Hugo stops laughing. Sergeant Ant shakes his head.
You again? Did you not hear Wilbur sobbing? Did you not see the danger in this situation? Didn't I already tell you to pick your moment?
Hugo stammers, completely confused.
But I really thought he was laughing. I thought...
He trails
off. You know,
off.
He was in on the joke that it was funny.
Later,
I didn't realise.
The line of marching ants halts at the last obstacle. There is a river of water blocking their path. Sergeant Ant stands in the shallows, helping the ants get into little leaf boats.
All right, ants, two at a time and don't rock the boat.
Hugo gets to the front of the queue, standing side by side with Wilbur. Sergeant Ant floats a leaf boat over, ready for the two ants to hop in. Wilbur hesitates. Hugo pushes in front of Wilbur.
Shotgun!
He jumps into the front of the boat, picking up a little stick paddle. Hugo and Wilbur paddle to the middle of the fast-flowing river in no time at all. Hugo turns to Wilbur.
Let's go faster!
Wilbur's eyes widen. Hugo waits for a reply, but since Wilbur says nothing, he thinks he's okay with the suggestion. Hugo starts to paddle faster. The boat begins to rock from side to side. Hugo cries out.
Hey, this is fun!
Wilbur starts crying too, but not because he's having fun. He's scared the boat is about to tip. Hugo thinks Wilbur is enjoying the ride as much as he is, so he paddles even faster. Hugo slices his paddle through the water one last time, tipping the leaf boat right over. Wilbur and Hugo splash into the shallow water. Hugo laughs, swimming to the bank, but Wilbur is in a panic. Hugo is completely unaware that Wilbur is staring angrily at him.
We could have drowned. Didn't you see I was in trouble? Don't you know I am afraid of water?
Hugo is shocked.
What do you mean? Oh, I thought you wanted to go faster.
No.
Well, then why didn't you say something?
Wilbur storms off and rejoins the line of marching ants, muttering angrily at Hugo. Hugo slaps his hands on the muddy bank, really frustrated. Hoppy Ant crouches down next to Hugo to ask him why he's upset.
Wilbur Ant keeps getting angry with me and I don't know why. It seems like every time I do something to make things more fun, he gets really angry with me. If only he would tell me when he's upset or scared, then...
Hugo slaps his hands in the mud again. He doesn't know what to do. Hoppy smiles.
Sounds to me like you've got your antennae in a twist. Like most ants, Wilbur doesn't always say what he's thinking or feeling, but that doesn't mean you can't figure it out from other clues. All you need to do is learn how to tune in to others. When you tune in to others, Hugo, you won't miss these clues. This will help you say and do the right thing.
Hugo sighs.
But how do I tune in to others, Hoppy?
Well, there are four easy steps. Ask yourself, what is happening here? Look at your friend's face, especially their eyes and mouth. Look at your friend's body and hands. Listen to your friend's voice. Add up all the clues and you will have a much clearer picture of what Wilbur or any other ant is thinking and feeling.
Hugo smiles and thanks Hoppy for his help as he runs back to join the others. Sergeant Ant points toward the top of the hill.
There it is! Higher ground! We've made it! We're safe!
Hugo cheers along with the other ants, high-fouring and chest-bumping in celebration. Hugo sees Wilbur cheering weakly. Instead of running over and high-fouring him, he unwinds his antennae, tuning in to make sure he picks up on all the clues. Hugo asks himself,
what is happening here?
He looks at Wilbur's face, seeing that he is frowning, and his eyes are red and wet. He looks at Wilbur's body and notices that his hands are trembling. He thinks back to how Wilbur cheered at the news they had reached higher ground, realizing that his voice sounded weak and thin. Putting it all together, he decides that Wilbur is upset and worried. So instead of charging over to high four or chest bump with Wilbur, Hugo walks over and quietly asks Wilbur if he's feeling okay. Wilbur shakes his head, eyes streaming with tears. Hugo is confused.
But Wilbur, we've reached higher ground. We're safe.
Wilbur nods.
Yes, but now we'll never be able to return to the nest. We'll be stuck on this cold and windswept hill for the rest of our lives.
Hugo laughs.
Oh, Wilbur, even I know we are only here until the floodwaters subside.
Really?
Hugo taps Sergeant Ant on the shoulder.
Sarge, tell Wilbur how it is.
Hugo is right, Wilbur, says Sergeant Ant. As soon as the water recedes, we will head back to the nest.
Wilbur cheers up a little. Hugo smiles, holding up a hand.
High four?
Wilbur laughs as he high fours Hugo.
Yeah!
Ant Patrol
was written by Ashley Mulverhill and Dr. Deborah Sherlock. This audiobook was performed by Joshua Tyler and Emily Rose Brennan. It was directed by Joshua Tyler, produced by Natalie Palomo and Joshua Tyler of Collide. Sound and music by Studio Ripple. Ant Patrol is the property of Master Institute Publications. To find out more, go to masterprogram.com.au.